To be Messiah today's daf with Dover Be'itoi Matoiv. One Ha'aru Ktsara, this is Raid that we always speak about, but Ein Beis Medrash, B'loi Chiddush, and Aidi de Chavivali, just to speak out one Hergish. And that is, I saw a beautiful Ha'aru in one of the Svarim of Hagoyen Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer Shlita. Sefer is called Yichi Yosef. It's in Simen Tez Zayin, and he asks a very, very subtle ha'ara on a well-known Gemara in Perek Kol Kisvei, Mesech de Shabbos, Daf Kuf Yud Ches Amar Aleph. The Gemara there says, Omer Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Omer Rav Yeshua ben Levi, Mishum Bar Kapar. Kol HaMekayim Sholosh Sudois B'Shabbos. If somebody is Mekayim, his obligation of eating three Sudois on Shabbos, Nitzal Misholosh Peronios, he's going to be saved from three Peronios. Mechevle shal Mashiach, he's going to be speared from the Chevle Mashiach, umidina shal Gehenna, he's going to be speared from Gehenna, umi milchemes goygu magoy, and he's going to be speared from milchemes goygu magoy as well. And the Gemara goes on, and the Gemara gives mekayros to how it is we know that someone that's mekayim sholosh sudois, he's going to be nitzal misholosh peronios. So Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer's aura was that. What's pshat in the Seder of the three Puranios that were mentioned by Bar Kapara? He is the one who said this memra. Amar Rav Shimon ben Pazi, Amar Rav Yeshua ben Levi, it's all Mishum Bar Kapara. So he said first, Chevle Shal Mashiach, second, Dina Shal Gehenim, and then third, Milchemes Goygu Magoyg. You would think that Chevle Shal Mashiach and Milchemes Goygu Magoyg, for starters, should come together, and yet, Medina Shal Gehenim is somehow inserted in between. What's Pashup Shan in this order? So he says that Ula Yesh Loimar, that really the Seder in which it's being mentioned is Bidiktu Gotel. And it's based on an idea that's espoused. He brings up Hashem Sifrei Kabbalah, the Ramah Mipano and the Sefer Kanfei Yoina, and the Shlach Kodesh and Mesachta Shabbos. And that is that the three Sudois that we eat on Shabbos are Mechuvin Keneged the Ovis HaKadoshim. The three Ovis, Avram, Yitzchak, and Yaakov. However, the Seder is that the Suda that we eat Friday night is Keneged Yitzchak. The Suda that we eat Shabbos in the morning is Keneged Avram. And then Shalosh Sudois, the third Suda, is Keneged Yaakov. So you would think that the Seder would be Avram, Yitzchak, Yaakov. But in the Mekubalim, that's not the Seder. The Seder is Yitzchak first, it's Avram second, and then Yaakov third. So said Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer that it could be the reason Bar Kapara picked this Seder is. Because it's not just Kol HaMekayim Shalosh Sudois B'Shabbos, Nitzal Mishalosh Peronis, Michevel Shal Mashiach, Medina Shal Gehenim, Umi Milchemes Goygu Magog. But each one is Zelo Umazeh. Someone that's Mekayim, the Friday night Suda, he's Mekayim, the Ershta Suda of Shabbos, he's going to be Nitzel from the first of the three things that were mentioned, Michevel Shal Mashiach. And someone that's Mekayim, the second, he's going to be Nitzel from the second of the Peronis mentioned. That's Medina Shal Gehenim. And someone that's Mekayim, the third, it's going to be Milchemes Goygu Magog. So what's the Cheshman? So he says as follows. He says, the first Suda, which the Mekubalim say, is Mechuvin Keneged Yitzchak Avinu. Yesh Loimar, that if someone's Mekayim that, you're Mekayim Yitzchak's Suda, that's a Shmira for Chevle Mashiach. And the reason Yitzchak's Suda would be a Shmira for Chevle Mashiach, says Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Sofer, Yesh Loimar Alpi, an Inyan that's brought down in the Sifrei Hachidah, in many, many, many places. And that is that the Geula HaAsidah is going to be in the schus of Yitzchak. And this is merumis in the idea that Nachamu, Nachamu is begematria Yitzchak. Nachamu is begematria 104. Nachamu, Nachamu is 104 times 2, which is 208. The gematria of Yitzchak is also 208. So the Chidah in his Sfar, in many, many places, he brings this in here, that Nachamu, Nachamu is the gematria of Yitzchak, and the Oimek HaDavar is that the Geula HaSidah is going to be in the schus of Yitzchak. That means when a person is able to tap into Yitzchak, a person that eats the Friday night Suda, which is the Suda of Yitzchak Avinu, he's Nitzel Michevle Shal Mashiach. That means, Los and Lavoi, when that time comes, when Mashiach's mamish holding by coming, he'll be Zoichet Tenachamu Nachamu Ami Yomer Alekechem. He won't be subject to the Chevle Mashiach and to all the tzaras. But Fakir, he is going to have a Nechama during that period. The second Suda is the Suda of Avram Avinu. Someone eats the second Suda, he's Nitzel Medina Shal Gehenna. What's the kasher? The Gemara says in Masechtas Erevin, Daf Yutes Samad Aleph. The Pasuk says, what does it mean? It's referring to a person that dies. And it comes up to the Olam HaEmes, and it's determined that this person deserves to go to Gehenna. Asi Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu is going to come, and he is going to schlep the person out of Gehenna. The only person Avram Avinu is not going to schlep out of Gehenna is someone that's ba, Rachman al-Islan, anabas, oivet kechavim, demashcha arlasai. But it's mavur in the Gemara that Avram Avinu is the one that saves the Yidden from Dina Shal Gehenna. So the second Suda, which is the Suda according to the Mekubalim of Avram Avinu, that's the Suda through which a person is going to be nitzel midina shel gehenem. And finally, the third Suda, this is the Suda of Yaakov Avinu. And the Suda of Yaakov Avinu is the Suda that will save a person from Milchemes Goyg u'Magoy. What's the connection between Milchemes Goyg u'Magoy and between Yaakov Avinu? So the Pasuk says in Parshas Vayishlach, when Yaakov Avinu met Esav. So the Pasuk says, Yavar na adoyni lifnei avdoy, vani esnalo li iti l'regal amalocha asher lefanai ul'regal ali yitlodin, ad asher ovoy el adoyni seira. So Yaakov Avinu tells Esav, I'm going to meet you in Seir. The day will come where we will meet again. And you know where we're going to meet? We're going to meet in Seir. Zokta heilige Rashi, when did this happen? Yaakov Avinu is emes. He lied? He never met him. He didn't go chase him to Seir. When was Yaakov Avinu going to meet Esav in Seir? So it's a Rashi and Chumash and Parashas Vayishlach. V'huloi holach. V'imos ayelech. When's he going to go? Bimei HaMashiach. Shenemar v'olu moshiyim b'harziyoy lishpoit eshar Esav. And the Sfarim HaKadoshim say that that's referring to the Milcham of Goyg u'Magoy. So who said he's going to fight the Milcham of Goyg u'Magoy? This is Yaakov Avinu. He said, Ad asher avoy el adoyni seira v'olu moshiyim b'harziyoy lishpoit eshar Esav. Thus is Yaakov Avinu that's talking. So Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer said that maybe the reason it's mentioned by Chazal, the reason Bar Kapara said it in this order, even though it would seem to be Shaloi to say that, incidentally, he brings from other places in Chazal where you find these three things come together and it's not written the way we have it in our Gemara, where Chevle Mashiach and Lechemes Goyg u'Magoy are written together, which is the seemingly more normal order for the way it should be. Obzok Rabbi Yaakov Chaim Soifer that Yesh Loima, the Imek HaDvarim is, the Nakuda is, because these three Sudais are not just three Lu'umas three, but each one corresponds to another one. The first Suda, which the Ramami Pano and the Shlach HaKadosh said is the Suda of Yitzchak Avinu, that's the first of the three Puranias that were mentioned by Bar Kapara. That's Chevli Mashiach, because Chevli Mashiach is all the tzaris of Achris Hayomim, and Yitzchak Avinu is Nachamu Nachamu Ami. And in the Schus of Yitzchak, in the Schus of the Suda of Yitzchak Avinu, a person will be Nitzel, will be Zoicha, to have Shmira, Keneged, the Chevli Mashiach. The second Suda is the Suda of Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu, that's the one you nitzel medina shal gehenim. That's the void of Avram Avinu. Erev in daf yotes amad aleph. It's also Medrash Rab in the beginning of Parshas Vayera that Avram Avinu, right, he's sitting kechoyim hayoyim. The Medrash says he's sitting by the fire of Gehenim, and he's literally going to schlep everybody out of Gehenim. Bar mibal up. But the point is that Yitz Avram Avinu, whose avoida was to save people from Gehenim, a person eats the Suda of Avram Avinu, be nitzel medina shel Gehenim. And then finally, Yaakov Avinu, that's keneged Milchemes Goyg u'Magoy, because v'olu moshiyim b'artzio in lishpat asar Esav. Yaakov Avinu said with his own mouth, Ad asher ovei el adoyni seira. It's three keneged three, but really it's one keneged one. Each one corresponds, each one is mechuvin to one other. But from the three that we just mentioned, the one that's Dover Be'itay Matoim is Yitzchak. And Yitzchak Avinu, in the Svarim of the Chiddur, is Bigematria Nachamu, Nachamu, because on some level there's a special Nechama that a Yid could be Zoicha to if he taps into Midasai Shal Yitzchak Avinu. That means I found the Chassam Sofer in his Sefer HaZikaron that we always quote. So he, it was a diary of the year that he was a fugitive during the Napoleon and the French Revolution. So he said that it came time to Darshan Shabbos Nachamu. And this was the chizik that the Chassam Sofer gave to the people that were there listening to his drasha. He said, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami. He said, is Bigamatria Yitzchak. That there's some shaykhis between Nachamu, Nachamu, and Yitzchak. But the question is, what's the connection? Vosep is Yitzchok is Nachamu Nachamu. Not Avram, not Yaakov, not Moshe, not David. What's the shaykhis? What's the connection between Yitzchok and between Nachamu Nachamu? So the Chassam Sofer and that's Rasha in Sefer HaZakaron. And the Chida in all the different places that he brings us. Shneim Nischabnu L'Dover Echad. They both shtel to a Gemara that we've mentioned so many times. A Gemara Mesach, the Shabbos, Dach Pei Tes Amid Beis. The short version of the Gemara is Amr Rav Shmuel Bar Nachmeni, Amr Rav Yoinesen. What's Pshar in the Pasuk that says ki ato avinu ki avrom lo yodanu vi yisro lo yakirenu ato Hashem avinu gayalenu mei oivom shimcha. So the pasuk seems to say that the Yidden, it's a pasuk in Yeshaya Perek Samach Gimel, they're going to say ato avinu, not Avram, not Yaakov, ato. So if it's not Avram, it's not Yaakov, by process elimination, who is it? It's Yitzchak. And the Gemara goes on to tell a story, a sneak preview into what the world's going to look like to Asad Lavai. The Gemara says, Asad Lavai, the Eibush is going to go to Avram Avinu, and he's going to tell him, Banecha Chatu. He's going to tell him, you know, your son sinned. So Avram Avinu, mysteriously, is going to say, listen, if my son sinned, okay, then do with them whatever you need to do. Yimacha Akdush HaShemecha. The Eibush is going to go to Yaakov. He's going to tell him the same thing and he's going to get the same response. So the Eibush is going to say, I see, loy besabi time of a loy bedar dekeyetza. Avram Avinu, who's maybe a little too old and that's why he's not saying good. And Yaakov Avinu, he's the youngest of the others. Loy bedar dekeyetza. Sometimes kids, they could be big bali kishrim, but you don't want to go to them for an etza. They don't have life experience. Let me go to Yitzchak Avinu. Maybe Yitzchak Avinu is going to be able to give me a good etza. So the Gemara says the Eibush is going to go to Yitzchak. He's going to say banecha chato. I'm a lefana. So Yitzchak is going to tell the Eibush the Rebbeinu Shalaylam. Banai v'loy banecha. They're my sons and they're not your sons. B'shashu k'tib lufanecha nasal v'nishma. When Klai Yisrael said nasal v'nishma karasal em b'ni b'chayri. You were so proud to look at my son. Isn't he impressive? B'ni b'chayri Yisrael. He says achshav and now all of a sudden because they're doing averis, suddenly they became my sons. He said v'oid and besides kamachatu. How many averis could the Yidden have already done? Kamashnoisav shalom. How long does a person live? Shivim Shana, 70 years. No, of the 70 years, the first 20 years, he's not a Baroinshin. So you're left with 50 years. Of the 50 years, you have 25 years worth of days and 25 years worth of night. At night, you can't do Averis anyway, back in the day. So what are you left with? You're left with 25. Of the 25, take 12 and a half, where a person is davening, he's eating, and he's in the bathroom. Sach HaKol, what you're left with is 12 and a half years. So Yitzchak turns to the Eibush and he says, I'll make you a deal. Imata Soivales Kula Mutav. My preference is that you take and you eat, quote unquote, all 12 and a half years of him love. And if not, palga olai, upalga olecha. I'll take half and you take the other half. And he says, and if you need me to take all of them, didn't I do enough? Didn't I give myself up by the Akkad? I don't think I should have to do anymore. The Gemara says that the Eibush is going to be in a spell from the time of Yitzchak Avinu, and in the schos of Yitzchak, svet kumen agu'ula, said the chida. It says the Chilag Chassam Sofer. That's Nachamu Nachamu Ami Yomer Alekeichem is Yitzchak, because Yitzchak Avinu at the end of the day in a Mefurish Gemara and Shabbos Daf Pei Tes Amid Beis, he's going to be the one who's going to Tainazich. He's going to negotiate a deal with the Eibishta, and ultimately the Yeshua is going to come through Yitzchak Avinu. The Chassam Sofer adds one beautiful Hosafa. He says that Nachamu Nachamu together make up Yitzchak. Meaning, Nachamu is Begamachi 104. Nachamu, Nachamu is 208. Yitzchak is 208. So if the remez of Nachamu, Nachamu, Yitzchak is based on this inyan that La'asud Lavoi, Yitzchak is going to be the one that's going to bring the Yid and Nachamu. So why is it Merumis Nachamu, Nachamu? Why is it two Nachamus equals one Yitzchak? So the Chassam Sofer says that Yesh Loima, this is a remez. The remez is because what's the deal that Yitzchak Avinu worked out with the Eibishter in this Gemara? He said, Palga alai, upalga alecha. I'll take half and you take half. So it comes out the Nechama is going to come from literally two halves. And that's the remez b'toich remez, said the Chassam Sofer. The remez b'toich remez is Nachamu, Nachamu. Take the Nechama, we split it in half. This is Mamish L'Ram, is this Inyan of Pal Galei or Pal Galech. He says even more. He says, we know that Avram Avinu is Midas HaChesed. Yitzchak is Midas HaDin. Havaya is Dach Midas HaChesed. Elokim is always midas adin. Nachamu, nachamu ami, yoimar Elokechem, said the Chassam Sofer. Elokechem is midas adin, that's pachad Yitzchak. Elokechem is vaitet and remes to Yitzchak. Nachamu, nachamu is begematria Yitzchak. Nachamu, nachamu is palgo alayu, palgo alecho. That's why it's divided into two, and it's yoimar Elokechem. We're referring to the Eibishter as Elokim, yeah, the pachad of Yitzchak, the Elokim, the midas adin. In the Chevle Moshiach and all the tzaras, Abiskei Kumen Anachama, Yoimar Elokechem Daika, because we're talking about Yitzchak Avinu. So every time we speak out this Gemara, we say over the Vart from the Klaizim Megareb and the Divrei Yatzev, it's just so beautiful and so Dover Be'itai. So the Klaizim Megareb said, what's Pashim Shan in this Gemara? The Schus of Yitzchak Avinu, and only Yitzchak, not Avram, not Yaakov, Loi Besabi Taimi, Loi Bedardiki Yates, what's Pashim Shan in the Gemara? So the Klaizim Megareb said that the Gemara is saying that there's going to be a time. Lasid Lava, in the end of days, that the Eibush is going to want to bring the Geula. But he's going to look at his Yiddish Kindalach and he's going to see that maybe they don't have the schosim. They don't have the credentials. They don't have what it takes in order for them to merit Geula. So the Eibush is going to say that, you know something, even though they don't deserve it, maybe I will do it for them anyways. Maybe I'll show them love unconditionally, despite that they don't deserve it. So the Eibush is going to look at the Avis. And he's going to say, what's the mead of Klal Yisrael? Meaning, do Klal Yisrael behave in a way where they show others unconditional love? Then, okay, mead the connected meadah, they can merit it. But if not, not. So Eibush is going to look at Avram Avinu. And Avram Avinu, this is all Kavi Yochel, had a son Yishmael. And Yishmael was a Per Adam. And what did Avram Avinu do to Yishmael? Garish has been on Mazois, threw him out of the house. Yaakov Avinu had sons that at different times needed rebuke, and he gave it to them very, very sharply. Reuven loses the Bechira and Shimon and Levi. But Yitzchak Avinu, he was the one of the others that had a son that didn't go Bedrachav. Yet the Pasuk says, Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. That despite the fact that Esav was not going in the way of his father, and Esav was not a boy that merited and that deserved his father's love, but he loved him anyways. Vayehav Yitzchak es Esav. So the Klaizim Rebbe said that lots of love, the Eibush is going to look at Klal Yisrael, and maybe he's going to see that they don't have what it takes to merit a Geula. But let me love them anyways. But where do they show that they have unconditional love in order for them to be Zoicha, Zelo Umazet, unconditional love? And the answer is Yitzchak. Yitzchak had a son, Esav. Vayehav Yitzchak as Esav. He loved Esav despite the fact that he didn't deserve his love. So Mida Keneged Mida, the Eibush is going to say, Nachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yoimer Elokechem. That even though you don't deserve it, and even though it's Elokechem, really, the hanhoga that's deserving right now is the hanhoga of Midas Adin, of in the schus of Yitzchak, in the schus of Ayeh of Yitzchak is Esav. Because at the end of the day, he's my son. Bonecha chatu, and if he's my son, I'm going to love him. Whether he's behaving, and whether maybe Shuras Adin is something that's Mechayiv de Sahava. But if I'm going to show the Lipsha for my son, regardless of how he's behaving, that's what's ma'ira. That's what's ma'ira by the Eibush, this midah of Ahava. And then this is, we know the galus we're in right now. The Gemara says in Yuma Daf Tes Amud Beis, we're in because of sinas chinam. That's why we're in it. It's cliche, but it's a mafurish Gemara. And the emes is, it's even more than that, because the Gemara says that Bayis Rishon was destroyed because of Avodah Zarah Gilurei Shvichas Dam. But Mikdash Sheni Sha'aska B'Torah Gemilas Chasadim, why was it destroyed? And the Gemara says, B'nei Shehoyah Bem Sinas Chinam. And the Chassam Sofer, we posted a video on this last week, but the Chassam Sofer in Parsha Shoftim says that you see that Be'emes they were being Oisik in Gemilas Chasadim during the Tkufa of Mikdash Sheni. The problem is they had Sinas Chinam, which means the way to be Mesak in the issue is not by just doing more Chesed. I mean, of course, but that in and of itself is not the antidote. You're not addressing the Nakuda. The Nakuda was not Chesed. Mikdash Sheni, they were Isaac B'Toyer of Gemilas Chasadim. The problem was never that Yidden didn't do Chesed. The problem was Sinas Chinam. And you have to farech the problem. Not go ahead and do more of what you were doing anyways. And the way to farech the problem of Sinas Chinam is Vayehav Yitzchak is Esav. That's Esav. Esav, no question. He has a stempel. Every single mashkiach in the world paskin these Esav, but Yitzchak loved Esav anyways. That's Vayev Yitzchak is Esav, and in the schus of Vayev Yitzchak is Esav, that's the way to undo sinas chinam. It's with ahava, and through that we'll take a bizoicha to nachamu nachamu ami yomer likeichem. And even if we're deserving of a midah of anhog of likeichem, but when we take on the midah of Yitzchak, the midah of Yitzchak, which is the Friday night suda, the midah of Yitzchak of Vayev Yitzchak is Esav, with that we zoicha. That even in a world of Elikeichem, Abu Nitzel Michavlish on the Shia, Vizoicha, Tenachamu, Nachamu, Ami, Yomer Elikeichem.